We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Optimistic viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms. They reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 in Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on AS Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá, Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89 Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Salera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Tere Morisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Viami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aquaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Namoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Arenandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Arenandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 on Bue on Medium Network Service MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Eternet City, Channel 26 on Tha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himari Cable TV. In Sukhbatara Seling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Arhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Tha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. And Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Ultul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. in Unahan City in Henthi Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sunshine City in Dorengob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Mandalgob City, Channel 12 on Horo Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TV Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Zhongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tungtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Potu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Baoliu Township in Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township in Beigang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the President of Nepal looks to traditional practices of India to enhance friendship between the nations. In humanitarian news, an American study demonstrates that acts of generosity keep growing. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Tanzanian Maasai women art, which has helped over 120 artisans earn a sustainable living. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 26th, is the birthday of internationally acclaimed martial artist and actor Jet Li, born in Beijing, China in 1963. Mr. Li has been featured in more than 38 films, with one of his most highly praised being Hero. A devout Buddhist, Mr. Li is involved in several humanitarian causes. He has been a Red Cross ambassador since 2006 and established the Jet Li One Foundation in partnership with the Red Cross Society of China. The philanthropic foundation focuses on improvements in education, health, the environment, and prosperity. In 2009, Mr. Li was appointed the Global Goodwill Ambassador for the World Health Organization of the United Nations. Mr. Li has said, "There is only one Earth. We share the planet, and that makes us one global family. By helping others, we are also helping ourselves." Heaven bless you, Jet, for sharing your gifts and caring dedication to the well-being of others. May you have a joyful birthday with loved ones.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from China. A severe and ongoing drought throughout southwestern China continues to affect more than 25 million people and 8 million hectares of arable land, with extreme conditions seen across Yunnan and other provinces that meteorological experts are attributing largely to climate change.
In March, Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed her love and prayers as she donated more than $4,000, requesting that our association members go help the most desperate and the neglected. Combined with contributions of about $1,400 from our Chinese association members, the total $5,500 could acquire approximately $39,400 in urgent items in the United States based on China's overall cost of living. Covering their own travel expenses, our Chinese Association members traveled to remote parts of Yunnan Province, where they delivered crucial water supplies. Per Supreme Master Qinghai's request for updates, the following is a report from our association's relief team.
April 20th, 2010, Most Benevolent Master, regarding drought relief in Yunnan Province. This year, Yunnan encountered its most serious drought in 100 years. People and animals are short of drinking water in many places, and spring harvests have seen huge losses. On March 29th, we purchased 1,200 barrels, or 24 tonnes, of mineral water, plus 13 large containers of bottled water. We arrived with two truckloads of water in Luoyang County's Kujing District, where 1,820 people and some 400 families had been desperately short of water for several months. The relief team also delivered water to Shingren Primary School for the youngest children and families most in need. The villagers asked us to convey their gratefulness for the much-needed water. We also distributed SOS flyers on the vegan solution for such climate impacts, with many villagers asking for more flyers to share with their relatives and friends. Our offer to build new wells at two primary schools, which would benefit many children as well as local people, was warmly welcomed by the local government. Both Kujing and Baoshan district governments also requested our continued assistance in building more wells, which are the village's main source of water. Thank you, Master, for your loving care and blessing to these drought victims. We wish that all people return to the natural way of living to restore our planet to harmony. With all our love, Yunnan Relief Team.
Thanks Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing us to share these details, as well as our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our gratefulness to the local Chinese governments for their efforts to assist residents in coping with the drought. We also appreciate Supreme Master Ching Hai's unconditional support of the vulnerable and our association relief team's giving service. As we pray for the security and well-being of the Chinese people, we look forward to the day when the ecosphere is fully replenished through our wise and gentler stewardship.
Fatal tornadoes touched down in southern USA. On Saturday, April 24th, a huge wind funnel moved through the entire state of Mississippi, leaving a 150-mile path of destruction that claimed at least 10 lives, including two children and a three-month-old infant. Dozens of injuries were reported, with some people in critical condition. Thousands of customers lost electricity as roads were blocked by downed power lines and trees, and rescue crews have been dispatched to the affected areas.
Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour declared a state of emergency in 17 of the state's counties, saying that many structures, including businesses and churches, had been destroyed. He also said he would be requesting federal assistance to help in rebuilding. Meanwhile, the severe weather continued to track eastward, and tornadoes were reported in the nearby states of Louisiana, Arkansas, and Alabama, but with no immediate reports of major damage or casualties.
Expressing her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members go to see if help is needed, saying that financial support would be available as necessary. Governor Barbour, state officials and emergency personnel, we appreciate your concerned efforts and also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her caring aid. Our sympathies for those who have lost loved ones, and may heaven bless the storm-swept residents with a smooth recovery of their regular lives, while we pray for respite from such disasters through humanity's more considerate actions.
Strong earthquake strikes Indonesian islands. On Saturday afternoon, April 24th, a magnitude 6.4 tremor shook Ambon Island in Indonesia's Maluku province. The strength of the tremors caused residents to run in fear, especially those in multiple-storied buildings. The quake was also felt in nearby islands, including Ternate. Thankfully, no tsunami warning was issued and there were no reports of damage or injuries. We thank heaven for the protection of the quake-affected Indonesians as we pray for such disturbing events to ease through humanity's united steps of care for the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you for the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
G20 ministers seek global economic improvement. Finance cabinet members of the G20 countries met in Washington, D.C., USA, for a three-day conference this past week hosted by the International Monetary Fund. The G20 are the 20 nations with major economies comprising 80% of the world's trade and two-thirds of the world's population. The ministers agree that the global economy is showing more resiliency than expected and recovering from one of its worst periods in several decades, and credited government stimulus programs for helping stabilize the situation over the past year. In closing, the G20 leaders committed to continued efforts to ensure the smoothing of imbalances and a lasting return to normalcy.
We are making good progress to successfully implement the framework for strong, sustainable, and balanced growth. Nations continue to contribute additional resources to vital international financial institutions such as the IMF and the World Bank. As today's communique indicates, the global recovery is progressing better than previously anticipated, largely due to the unprecedented efforts of G20 members.
Your Excellencies of the G20 countries, many thanks for your cooperative spirit and efforts to foster benefits that are shared across many nations. Wishing you fruitful success toward the goal of a stable and secure world economy.
It's actually about prevention and about nutrition. And of course, the other reason is because we're concerned about our planet.
U.S. lawmakers pledge no meat for Veg Week.
The goal behind it is to encourage people to explore new foods.
And also just really the public education to draw attention to what our current food production processes involve, and the fact that a lot of it just involves some practices, particularly with animals, that are really unnecessary.
Top legislators in Maryland, USA, pledged on Saturday, April 24th, to refrain from eating meat for a week to promote the health and environmental benefits of the plant-based diet.
Issues of compassion and the environmental benefits of vegetarianism are very close to my heart.
Sponsored by animal welfare group Compassion Over Killing, the event's launch was attended by government dignitaries such as U.S. Congressperson Donna Edwards, State Senators Jamie Raskin and David Harrington, State Representatives Tom Hucker and Jim Gilchrist, and Montgomery County Council Vice President Valerie Irvin.
I can't be happier for this event.
Try vegetarianism. The health benefits are self-evident, and the environmental benefits are great.
All gave their pledge to be veg for the week.
Maybe I'll become a vegetarian lifelong. We'll see how it goes.
Compassion Over Killing Executive Director Erica Meyer said, every time we choose vegetarian foods, we're helping build a kinder, cleaner and healthier world. And Maryland Veg Week highlights these benefits as well as the increasing availability of meat-free foods in restaurants and grocery stores in and around Maryland.
So they can explore these new foods and hopefully permanently incorporate some of these new vegetarian meals into their diets.
I sponsor a lot of both environmental legislation and animal rights legislation, so you can't help but become more aware of these issues, and I'm just happy to be here to call on constituents and other Marylanders to, you know, participate in Veg Week as well.
We laud the exemplary initiatives of the legislators, Compassion Over Killing, and all others going meat-free for Veg Week. May your leadership inspire many others to take the Veg Pledge this and every week to best sustain both personal health and our planet.
I just want to say to everybody, join me, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Be veg, take care of the planet, and be nice to animals.
We want everybody to be veg, go green, and save the planet.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
German citizens freed. Two German nationals were released in Nigeria on Saturday, April 24th, after going missing 6 days earlier from Azumini Beach in southeastern Abia State. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle thanked all parties for their assistance in the matter's speedy resolution as he conveyed his country's relief, saying, "Both our German countrymen are safe and sound and again free. We also send our gratitude to the German and Nigerian representatives as we join in gladness to know of the two gentlemen's safe freedom. Wishing them many warm reunions with loving family and friends, and that humanity's increased consciousness soon brings our world to an uplifted state of brotherly care for all."
British teen saves father from fire. As Mr. Andrew Wythe was lighting a garden bonfire with petrol in his Cornwall home in England, flames suddenly burst out around the 52-year-old's head and body. Seeing his father roll on the ground and then run towards him for help, 15-year-old Nicholas quickly grabbed a nearby bottle of soda, shook it vigorously, and then sprayed it over his father's body and extinguished the flames. Mr. Wythe was rushed to the hospital and treated for multiple burns, where doctors said that without intervention, his injuries could easily have been fatal. In praise of his son for saving his life, Mr. Wythe said, "Without Nicholas, it would have been a lot worse." Our admiration and bravo, Nicholas, for your swift and wise action in lovingly saving your father from the fire. Wishing him a soon recovery and the two of you a lifetime of warm companionship together.
Save our planet. Bangladeshis face severe shortages in water and power. The situation has become dire for many of the 12 million residents in the capital city, Dhaka, who are facing their third week of severe power shortages. Accompanied by ongoing lack of rain, the diminished electricity has also affected water supplies due to a dependency on mechanical pumps that remove water from the soil. Thus, city officials estimate a yield of 1.9 billion liters of water daily, despite the need for at least 2.2 billion liters. In desperation, many people have turned to drinking surface water, whose foul smell and frequent contamination cannot be remedied by boiling because of the power shortages.
This has led to a surge in waterborne diseases, with hospitals now filled beyond capacity. In response to the crisis, the government has brought in troops to coordinate distribution of water and has arranged with companies such as US-based General Electric and Scotland's Agrico to quickly set up a group of power plants by August. However, with groundwater levels already declining by about 3 metres per year due to global warming-related drought, the United Nations warns that without mitigation, water shortages are expected to worsen.
"We join in sadness for the plight of the Bangladeshi people as we send our appreciation to the Bangladeshi government for its efforts to ease this difficult situation. Let us join in caring more diligently for our precious resources so that all may live in safety and well-being."
During a September 2009 video conference in Peru, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her concern, as she has on previous occasions, for the human impacts of global warming, while suggesting meaningful actions that would ease conditions for both people and the planet.
"Some countries and communities have to cope with worsened drought situations. There's not enough water to raise crops or even to drink. Every child, family, and society will be affected in some way by this experience of trauma and tragedy. The smartest way would be to stop the worsening of global warming by being vegan. It sounds very simple, but it is the best solution, the most effective, and the effect of it will be felt almost immediately. Moreover, the problems we already face now, such as the warming atmosphere, water shortage, food scarcity, desertification, we can quickly eliminate by stopping meat production. Stop it now. No further. So please, before the situation gets any more out of hand, let's choose the vegan diet.
Save our planet. Australia's Environment Minister Peter Garrett announces an emergency 18-month recovery program to save Tasmania State's critically endangered orange-bellied parrot, which has dwindled to only about 50 remaining in the wild.
Save our planet. Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown unveils the Labor Party's plan for growth, which includes supporting low-carbon industries that would help create new green businesses and jobs.
Save our planet. In India's Jharkhand state, temperatures of up to 47 degrees Celsius in a prolonged heat wave caused a loss of needed water and livelihoods as two formerly scenic waterfalls in their source river dry up, with experts citing widespread regional deforestation and climate change as the cause.
Save our planet. The United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP, partners with Germany-based sportswear company Puma in the campaign Play for Life, featuring Cameroonian soccer player Samuel Eto'o, to raise awareness of the preciousness of biodiversity and the need to protect all species.
This is Libra.
Hello, everyone. We are Two of the Stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
And Libra and I are vegan.
Today we have a tip on peaceful gift giving.
One way is to purchase vegan fair trade items.
Fair trade means that the people who made the products are part of organizations or businesses that provide sustainable and just livelihoods.
Also, shops that sell fair trade items often donate some of their proceeds to help those in need.
Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for watching. And now, the weather around the world.
In intercultural news, the President of Nepal advocates the time-honored practices of India. Nepali President Dr. Ram Baran Yadav stated, "Yoga and the ancient Ayurvedic system of medicine will help the youth of the country to hark back to tradition and strengthen the fledgling democracy with better convictions and value system." His Excellency further suggested that the two nations can enhance their friendship through involvement in these health-supporting ways. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency Dr. Ram Baran Yadav, for your commitment to natural means to promote the well-being of body, mind, and spirit. May the vibrant people of Nepal and your good-hearted neighbors in India always be blessed with harmonious and happy relations.
In humanitarian news, research by American scientists demonstrates that acts of kindness grow. Dr. James Fowler, Professor of Political Science of the University of California, San Diego, and Dr. Nicholas Christakis, Professor of Medical Sociology of Harvard Medical School, conducted a study in which participants had the opportunity to give money away in a game. It was observed that when the players choose to donate, the recipient of the gift would give even greater amounts in a future game. The scientists subsequently discovered that ultimately many people were being positively influenced by the original giver's generosity. The results have been published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. What a wonderful discovery, Dr. James Fowler and Dr. Nicholas Christakis. Our thankfulness for highlighting humans' innate goodness. May caring choices flourish to create a loving and gentle world for all. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a Shining World Leadership segment on Tanzanian Maasai women art, which is using the rich artistry of the nation to create livelihoods for many. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. Please stay tuned for more comforting news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for a love-filled world. And now for our Shining World Leadership segment, presenting a Tanzanian nonprofit that enables many women to send their children to school.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Tanzanian Maasai Women Art provides environmentally sustainable opportunities for more than 120 women artisans of Mkuru, northern Tanzania, to earn independent incomes. The nonprofit was inaugurated in 2006 by the non-governmental organizations Italian-based the Oikos Institute and the Tanzanian Oikos East Africa.
Beaded jewelry has historically been prized among the Maasai people as symbols of beauty and abundance. Through accessing their rich cultural heritage, the women have designed unique jewelry pieces with traditional motifs. A store has been opened in Arusha, Tanzania, with long-distance ordering also possible. Customers have expressed their delight at finding the exquisite adornments.
One participant said, "Since we are part of the project, our lives have been improved. We can now decide what we can do with our money. We buy clothes for the children and ourselves. We can send our children to school." Our heartfelt gratitude, Oikos Institute, Oikos East Africa, and all involved artisans on this wonderful collaboration. We wish you great success in sharing your fantastic creations with many.
Time for some light-hearted humor with Joke of the Day told in Arabic entitled Dietitian's Advice.
مستشار التغذية في المستشفى كان يعطي محاضرة لعدد من ممرضات المجتمع من منطقة الطعام الغير صحي نحن نضعه على الدوام في معدتنا وهذا ليس بالجيد لنا على أي حال هناك طعام واحد خطير إلى حد كبير وجميعنا نتناوله أو سوف سنتناوله في وقت ما في حياتنا الآن أي شخص هنا قادر على إخباري ممرضة تبلغ من العمر 65 عاما تجلس في الصف الأمامي وقفت وقالت كعكة الزفاف
And now for our viewers' heartline on an urgent message from Supreme Master Ching Hai given at a global warming conference in Veracruz, Mexico in June 2009. At this gathering of respected government leaders, Supreme Master Ching Hai via video conference compassionately urged humanity to adopt the vegan diet to ensure global survival.
The main reasons to be vegan should be respect life and the spirit. Stop the suffering and killing of full spiritual beings like cows, chicken, etc. Then another reason, karma. Buddha was a vegetarian, and all religions in their origin are vegetarian and against abusing and killing life forms. Another reason is health. Animal proteins are not supposed to be eaten by humans, so animal proteins are not healthy and cause many diseases. BD.
Concerned BD, thank you for your thoughtful note. In addition to the very relevant reasons you have stated, the vegan diet is our main hope now to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in time to save our planet. We pray all people realize that the future of our world depends on us transitioning to the plant-based lifestyle with God's illumination.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May divine love and wisdom be your inner treasures.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In a recent visit to Cuba, Alexis, or Vietnamese government official, Ha Thi Kiek, conveys her gratitude for Cuba's solidarity and unconditional support throughout the two countries' long-standing diplomatic relations.
Canada donates $250,000 in humanitarian aid, especially for women and children, affected by the recent earthquake in the Qinghai province in western China.
A recent survey of 4,500 Americans found that 68% who had volunteered in the past year felt that the participation made them physically healthier, with increases in happiness and emotional well-being as well.
Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister, Mohammad Ali Fatullahi, attends the signing ceremony of a two-year agreement in Pyongyang, North Korea, to expand the cultural and scientific exchange of the two countries.
Meeting up with a homeless person in California, USA, British singer-songwriter Ozzy Osbourne realizes that he is without cash and promptly removes the gold cross necklace he is wearing, worth $4,600, to give to the man.
Upon receiving a letter from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, documenting the animal cruelty involved in creating foie gras, the British Academy of Film and Television Arts, or BAFTA, states that it will no longer be served at any events.
The Canadian Food Inspection Agency recalls a chicken product from distribution in Quebec province to protect the public from the potentially severe effects of listeria contamination.
Devoted parents in Northern California, USA, raise $1 million towards saving 107 teachers' jobs in a district serving 18,000 students, with a goal of $3 million to save them all.
Opening in Ashgabat, Turkmenistan, the International Folklore Festival, the spiritual treasure of mankind, displays arts and craft from countries including Germany, China, Korea, Turkey, Azerbaijan, Tajikistan, Iraq, Singapore, Portugal, Mongolia, and more.
U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Thomas Frieden urges policymakers in all states to increase anti-smoking efforts to protect the public and save over 400,000 lives a year.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.